Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
There's a lot of people out there that talk about, oh, you can earn more in less time with less effort. Napoleon Hill talks about that in Think and Grow Rich. And there's a piece of that that's actually very true. But most people try to do more or try to get more by actually doing more. They have this work harder approach. Now, I'm not saying that people don't have to work hard. But when you want to do something versus thinking that you have to do it or you need to do it, it's not hard anymore. Earning more money is one of the easiest things that you'll ever do. And the more you earn, the easier it is. But you're not conditioned to believe that. You're not conditioned to experience it. You think about what you have to do. Here, let's do this. You don't have to, she's not going to ask you to share this with anybody, so feel free to just do it. Write down your annual income on a sheet of paper and look at the number. Now think about this for a second. How would your life change if, like that, your annual income became your monthly income? How would it change? Pardon me? Very much. Very much. Everybody in this room not only has the ability to do it, you can do it this month. That's an absolute fact. Now, the first time I did this, it was pretty interesting because I had heard about it several times. The idea was presented to me several times that you could take your annual income and turn it into a monthly income. And I thought, it must be really nice for somebody to be able to do that. How would you do that? How would you make your annual income become your monthly income? Now, when you think about that, you come up with some interesting ideas in your mind because you have to think about what is the frame that you're currently earning, the income that you're earning in. Like, how do you make money right now? How have you traditionally made money? How did your family make money? If it's not something that you've ever been exposed to, where you actually see, understand, and have done it yourself, it's a nice wish, but it kind of goes to the same area of your brain that winning the lottery would. Not something where it's actually really practical. And my guess is that most of you in here do not have a clear, concise plan to make that happen. And that's completely indicative of the idea that you don't expect it to happen. Because if you did, you'd have a plan for it. It'd be a fun thing. It'd be a neat thing. It's a cool wish. But you don't really expect it to happen. Not, especially not this month. But you all know that there's people that are doing that. There's people that make the same amount you make every year, and they make it in a month. Why can't you? And some of you might be thinking, well, maybe I could if I had enough time, if I had the right plan, if I had the right idea. But if you already know that, why haven't you done it yet? So that's where we're getting to with this. Why haven't you done it? Leland Van Vanderwall was my mentor's mentor. He was from Alberta, Canada. And he said, the degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth that he can accept about himself without running away. And I have found that this is one of the biggest problems that individuals have. You will want your income to go from an annual income to a monthly income as long as you don't have to change anything that makes you uncomfortable. And that's not necessarily anything outside of yourself either. Because real change happens within. And You want to understand this. Success is easy. You have to start to change it at the core of where the problem lies. And most of us don't believe that success is easy, because it hasn't been our experience. And of course, we look out in the world and we see so many people either suffering or going through life and it's very difficult. They're struggling. They're having real issues. It's not like it's just, well, yeah, there's a few people here and there. It's most of the planet lives with this idea. But most of the planet is also living very close to the idea of just surviving. Even if you went to college, even if you have a job, even if you own a company, most of your thoughts are about, how do I get through the day? How do I get through this quarter? How do I make payroll? How do I pay the bills? How do I send the kids to college? You're not thinking, what has to happen today for my annual income to become my monthly income? It seems so crazy. It's like, that's a complete fucking waste of time for me to sit around and think about that when I've got so many other things that I need to do, because that's so unrealistic. It doesn't deserve to have any time spent on it. That's child's play. That's foolishness. And I used to think it was also. I did until my income tripled. And then, I mean, I'm really grateful that that was my first experience in heading in this direction, because that experience allowed me to see something that most people never get to see, that you literally can make a quantum leap in your results in a very short period of time, and it makes absolutely no sense. There was no reason that my income should have increased. None. I had a poor work record. I had very little schooling. I was in a bad situation. I had a bad attitude. Everything that we learn about life that is supposed to allow us to, you know, to live our life relatively safely was completely blown out of the water for me in that moment. I thought, there's something else that's going on here. What is it that we don't understand? Why is life so damn difficult for human beings? Most people, I mean, people are struggling, they're worrying, they've got incredible doubt, they got fear about all kinds of things happening. And what's really fascinating is that if you look at nature, you don't see that behavior unless human beings get involved. But if nature is just left alone to be nature, you don't see squirrels hiding in a corner worrying about where they're going to get enough acorns to make it through winter. You don't. I always tell people, you know what's a really good, because when you're starting to go through this, I'm going to say a lot of things that are really going to mess with your head. And your brain is going to look for verification why it's not true. Ask yourself this question, even when you leave here for like the rest of your life. Does this exist in nature? Everything that I'm going to share with you exists in nature. Like, it's already here. There's other living things that follow this behavior. Supposedly, we're the highest form of life on the planet. Supposedly. And we have the most problems. The reason for that is that nature does not have the ability to disobey what it really is. It's higher self. You don't see four squirrels sitting around telling another squirrel, you suck. You are a bad squirrel. You fucked up in nut school. Piece of shit squirrel. You don't see that. But you do see it with human beings. And because human beings are the only form of life that we're aware of that have the ability to consciously choose, we can choose not to follow our inherent guidance system that's within every person. And what's worse than that is that you only need one generation not to follow it, and then they automatically teach the next generation not to follow it. So then it becomes more difficult because you didn't know it was there to begin with. You were just given a set of instructions on how to make it through life, And nobody told you that there was something different. So you spend your whole life looking for it out there, and it's actually right here. The direction that you need for your life is locked up inside of you. It's not out there in some book somewhere. But it's the book that will help you find it again. I want you to think about this. Because it's really fascinating when you start to really think. It's pretty well known, I would say probably everybody knows this, that nature knows when something's going to happen before it happens, and it begins to adapt to it. The birds will leave an area before a storm comes in. Animals will flee an area before a storm comes in. They know when there's a shortage of something, and they will go wherever it is that they need to go to find what it is that they need. They have an inherent sense of what's happening around them. You do too. It's called desire. When you learn to understand the true desire inside of yourself and understand what it is that it's telling you, you will find something extremely fascinating. You cannot desire something without it already being here. Desire is when our body is telling us we're in harmony with something. We resonate with that thing. How many of you in here desire to make more money? Raise your hand. Okay. Make sure we're in the right room. All right. So you have a desire to make more money. Whatever amount it is, it doesn't matter. And never look at anybody else when you're doing this, because this is about you getting to know you without running away. Whatever you desire is already here, right now. Not only is it here, it's in the room. It's in this room. You cannot become aware of a need or a desire without the possibility of its fulfillment already existing. That means that it's ready to come into your life now. Not a year from now. Not after you go jump through some hoops or learn a new marketing strategy. Now it's ready to come into your life. But you don't understand that. And you have to understand that. Because until you understand it, you won't even be able to see it. Napoleon Hill said in that introduction, he said, when opportunity came, it came in the form of being disguised as misfortune or temporary defeat, or being unfortunate. When opportunity comes, it usually comes disguised as misfortune or temporary defeat. He said that's probably why so many people fail to recognize opportunity. Your brain is literally telling you it's something else. You have this desire to do something different. And this is not with just money, by the way. It's with everything. It doesn't matter what it is. You have the desire. That is your internal guidance system telling you the thing that you desire is already here. But you're programmed to go through life following your five senses and your intellect. You see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. And you look around and you're like, well, where is it? I don't see it. Have you looked at my bank account lately? There ain't shit in there, and I got a stack of bills on my desk like this. Don't fucking tell me that the money's here. People get angry. I would have gotten angry. Play that game where you're shuffling bills around because you can't pay on time. Which one is the most important? Stay up all night worrying? Stay stuck in your business for years on end because you can't figure out how to move it forward, but you have a desire to do so? And we keep looking out, something's got to change, something's got to change, something's got to change. From this day forward, whenever you experience that, you want to ask yourself this one question. Write this down. What am I resisting? Because what you're really doing is you're denying an inherent truth inside of yourself that would allow you to bridge that gap between you and what you desire and to do it right now. You're denying something. You're resisting being, doing, or changing something in your life. If I have a coaching client that comes to me and says, I'm stuck, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you resisting? There is no stuck. Nothing gets stuck in the universe. Stuck indicates the opposite of the universal life force. Life is always moving in one direction. It's always advancing. It never retreats. It never retracts. Life is cyclical. It's constantly changing form. There's a law that governs that. It's called the perpetual law of transmutation of energy. Everything is always moving from a non-form into a form and back into a non-form again. But it's always moving forward. That's the only thing life can do, is move forward. So when you're stuck, you're basically believing in a lie. You're believing in something that is absolutely not true. And what do we say? I'm stuck. It's not here. It's not the right time. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. I'm waiting for something. That is using our intellect in the incorrect way, because we have a fundamental misunderstanding that we need something that we don't have to complete the desire or the image that we have in our mind. Life is very much like a jigsaw puzzle. You get a jigsaw puzzle. You look at the picture on the box. You open up the box. You put the pieces on the table. It's a damn mess. So what do you start doing? You start looking for patterns. What are the things that I need? I can recognize a corner. There's a little blotch of red on the puzzle. Let me look for pieces that are all red. Right? Isn't that how we do it? And then we start putting the pieces together that we recognize. We don't pay any attention to the stuff we can't recognize. We only look for something we can recognize. Why? Because that's what we're programmed to do. We're programmed to look for things that we recognize. So when we say we're stuck, what we're basically saying is, I don't recognize anything out there that relates to my picture or my desire or my need that is going to allow me to get there. Think about that. It's not that it's not there. It's that you don't recognize it. It's not following your current conditioned pattern of thinking, knowledge, and intellect that will allow you to bridge the gap. But if you learn, if you train your mind how to recognize the pieces that don't seem like patterns to you now, instantaneously it changes. Because it's all here. And it has to be around you. You have to remember that also. Anytime you get stuck or you're in desperate need for something, remind yourself of this. Write it down. Keep it next to you. It's here, and it's here right now. All that is an indication that you don't see it. You're not recognizing it.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.